Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Hi, everyone. I'm Joe.
And I'm Kay.
Kay, I have a beautiful pen here for you. It's so beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to buy it?
Okay, how much is it?
It is so beautiful, I'll give it to you. I'll sell it to you for only 1,000 yen.
No, I think I'll give 1 yen for that.
1 yen? But it's so beautiful. Okay, Kay, I'll give this for you for 500 yen.
No, Joe, 1 yen.
But it's great pen. It's black. It's got plastic on the outside this. Okay, Kay, I'll go down to 100 yen. Would you like it for 100 yen?
Nope, only for 1 yen.
Okay, how about 2 yen, Kay? How about 2 yen?
Okay, 2 yen is okay for me.
Oh, okay, so both of us are happy. Yay!
みなさん、こんにちは。今日は値段の交渉についてのかと思います。皆さんは何かを値切るっていう行為をしたことありますかね？あまり日本人はしないみたいなんですけど、いろんな国で結構されてるみたいで、まあこの交渉する人と売る方の人がお互いハッピーになれるような値段の交渉っていうのなんですね。で、これを英語で言うと、to haggle over prices。何か値段について値切るという意味。And I have a question for you, Joe.
Okay.
In a lot of countries, do people haggle over prices?
Actually, yes.
Oh.
In a lot of countries, almost every country.
Really?
Yes. Especially Africa, South Asia, like that. And even countries like America and Europe, they haggle over prices.
Wow.
Especially in America and Europe when you're buying very expensive things.
Mm.
For example, houses or land, you always kind of haggle over the price. Or used cars. Used cars in America, you always kind of negotiate, you haggle over the price. Or jewelry or art. Kind of these expensive things in North America and in Europe.
単価が高いものですね。
Right, and in other countries, lots of countries, Vietnam, Thailand, Indonesia, all the African countries, the Arabic countries like Egypt, Tunisia, they all love to haggle over prices.
So, have you ever haggled over prices?
Actually, I lived in Morocco, in the Arabic-speaking country of Morocco, North Africa, for two years. So at that time, especially, I haggled over prices when buying things in the store like that. And at first, it seems very strange or difficult, right? You don't want to do it, but they expect it. They want you to kind of haggle over a price.
Really?
Yes, if you do it, they will have a good time talking with you.
なるほど。
So what to haggle, first of all, you need to prepare before you go.
Mm-hmm.
You need to find out the actual prices that are like that. So if you prepare before haggling, and then you smile when you're haggling, right?
Be nice.
Right. It's all part of the game of haggling.
なるほど、なるほど。
You can do it.
ゲーム感覚なんですね。
That's right.
今日のダイアログですが、家電量販店に男女がパソコンを買いに来ているところから始まります。まずはゆっくりなスピードで聞いてみましょう。
Let's see if they haggle in the right way.
Jake, which laptop do you think I should get?
Well, I'd recommend the one that I have. So that's this computer.
Okay, sounds good. I'll ask the clerk more about this computer and see if I can haggle over the price.
But the banner in front of the store says no negotiating prices, and it's already within your budget.
Just watch and learn. There is no price that isn't negotiable.We consumers are brainwashed by companies that we are supposed to pay the price marked on goods. But that isn't the case.
Ha ha, that sounds impossible, but I'll watch and learn.
Excuse me.
Yes, how may I help you?
I'd like to buy this computer. but the price is just unacceptable.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm not allowed to make the price any lower than it.
Don't you understand? This computer is worth way more than the price that it's being sold for. The original price, 6,000 yen, is too cheap. I want to buy it for 10 times the original price, so make it 60,000 yen.
Are you sure you want to pay that much? We have a no return policy.
Of course, I'm sure. Stop asking me before I change my mind.
Well, in that case, I would be happy to change the price for you. Please sign here and here. And here is your new computers. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too. See, Jake? It's easy to negotiate prices when you ask for a higher price.
What? What are you doing? You're supposed to negotiate for a lower price. Negotiating, isn't it the main objective? Lowering the price is. I can't believe you just bought a laptop for 60,000 yen.
Oh no, she's asking for higher prices, not lower prices.
But I think she's clever in a way.
I don't know if they're very intelligent, I don't know.
Okay, ではではまず最初から言ってみましょう。女の子の方がどうやらパソコンが欲しいみたいで、どれがいいかなって見てます。で、男の子は僕と同じのパソ結構いいよっていうふうに言ってます。で、女の子が、ああ、それにしよう。店員さんに値段の交渉してみるねっていうふうに言ってます。The clerk で店員さんという意味ですね。
Right, so you can all use this word. I wanna be a clerk for my part-time job in a store, right? I'm a clerk in a store for a part-time job.
でここで男の子がでもお店の上りには値段交渉は無理って書いてあったよっていうふうに書いてます。The banner で上りという意味ですね。
Right, a banner is like a big sign. Well, sometimes, for example, outside convenience stores, they put up a big banner, right?
あの横長の看板みたいなやつですね。
Right, or at a retirement party, maybe they have a big banner of the name of the group or something like that.
値段交渉というふうにここで男の子言ってますが To negotiate prices で値段について交渉をするという意味です
Right, so it's the same as to haggle over prices To negotiate prices is kind of difficult, right?
Yes.
Like that You can say that, it's okay, everybody understands
でしかもこのノートパソコン君の予算内だよというふうに It's within your budget で予算内という意味です
Right, so every company has a budget, right? And they need to spend things within their budget, like that. So a company can have a budget, also personal people can have. I can't buy that, it's not within my budget, like that.
で、女の子が、まあ見てなさい、交渉が無理なんてことはないよ、洗脳されてるだけっていうふうに言ってます。So how do you say 洗脳 in English?
To brainwash people.
Okay.
Right, people are brainwashed by the government. For example, in that country, people are brainwashed. It's not good, like that.
Sounds like cult.
Yes. Sometimes cults, right, brainwash the people in the group, right.
で、女の子が店員さんに話しかけます。ごめんなさい、このコンピューターを買いたいんですけど、ちょっと値段が受け入れられませんっていうふうに言ってます。Unacceptable で受け入れられないという意味です。
Right, the woman says that that price is just unacceptable. Or the teacher says, oh, you wrote this paper terribly. The paper is unacceptable, like that.
それは悲しい。Right. That's too sad. で女の子は交渉を始めます。このパソコンはこの値段以上の価値があります。To be way more でこの値段以上のすごい価値があると言います。
Right, or you can say that product is worth way less than what it says, like that. The price tag is very expensive. The product is worth way less than the price that's on there, like that. But in the dialogue, strangely, the woman says. The computer is worth way more than what the price says, like that.
で、女の子が本来6000円のところこの10倍の6万円で買い取りたいのだけれどっていう風に言います。ここで、まあもちろん店員さんびっくりするんですけど、返品不可ですがよろしいんですかっていう風に確認します。 And no return policy で返品不可という意味です。
Right, you see this a lot in stores. Sorry, we have a no return policy like that.
でも女の子6万円で買ってしまいます。で、女の子がほらね、値段交渉できたでしょっていう風に自慢しながら男の子の方に帰ってきます。ここで今日の面白い表現最後ですが、男の子がいや値段交渉が目的じゃないでしょ、バカなのという風に言ってます。 The objective で目的という意味です。
Right, or you can say the goal, the objective. For example, the objective of our podcast is to improve your English skills, right? Or the goal, it's the same.
Or like purpose.
Yes, or the purpose, that's good too. The purpose of the podcast. All those are the same. The purpose, the goal, and the objective. Try to use them in your own sentence.
And let's listen at natural speed.
Jake, which laptop do you think I should get?
Well, I would recommend the one that I have. So, that's this computer.
Okay, sounds good. I'll ask the clerk more about this computer and see if I can haggle over the price.
But the banner in front of the store said no negotiating prices, and it's already within your budget.
Just watch and learn. There is no price that isn't negotiable. We consumers are brainwashed by companies that we are supposed to pay the price marked on goods. But that isn't the case.
Ha ha, that sounds impossible, but I'll watch and learn.
Excuse me.
Yes, how may I help you?
I'd like to buy this computer, but the price is just unacceptable.
I'm sorry, ma'am. But I'm not allowed to make the price any lower than it.
Don't you understand? This computer is worth way more than the price that it's being sold for. The original price, 6,000 yen, is too cheap. I want to buy it for 10 times the original price. So make it 60,000 yen.
Are you sure you want to pay that much? We have a no-return policy.
Of course I'm sure. Stop asking me before I change my mind.
Well, in that case, I would be happy to change the price for you. Please sign here and here, and here is your new computer. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too. See, Jake, it's easy to negotiate prices when you ask for a higher price.
What? What are you doing? You are supposed to negotiate for a lower price. Negotiating isn't the main objective. Lowering the price is. I can't believe you just bought a laptop for 60,000 yen.
Okay, I have a question. How widespread is haggling over prices in Japan? My first impression is that it's zero.
Yeah.
It's one of the only countries that doesn't haggle over prices. Is that true?
I think it's true. At least I've never done haggling over prices because it looks kind of impolite.
But I think really for land, when you're buying land, that they do over prices.
Like things like that. Too expensive, probably people do haggling over. But
I wonder if they can haggle over houses when they buy it here. 100%, definitely, definitely, if you're in North America or Europe, you haggle over the price of the house. I wonder if they do it in Japan.
Yeah, I think some people could do that.
Okay, that's right, that's right. How about at electronic stores like Deodeo? Have you ever heard anything about haggling over prices?
I heard a friend of mine did haggling over at Edion to buy some like expensive stuff like phone or something.
Oh, really? Yeah. So you can do it at these electronic stores. Maybe, maybe.
電気屋さんだとできるかもしれないですね。はい、今日は値切りについてのお話でしたが、日本だとあんまり盛んじゃないことも、海外に行くと当たり前です。なのでぜひぜひ、ぼったくられないように皆さん値切りの技術を英語で身につけてください。
Right, if you haggle over prices when you go to one of these countries that do it, it will be kind of fun. Really. And you'll have a good relationship with the store clerk.
Right. 店員さんとね、仲良くなるからね。 And we will see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Take care, everyone.
Bye.